And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I don't care what people say.
People say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care. People say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care. People say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
Then I'm flat me when I'm on the street. Then I turn their heads and they say it. I'm not quite right. And when I fuck my wife, they make me look at guns. When I'm on the corner, they say it. I'm not okay. I don't care, people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care, people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care what people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
They laugh at me when I'm on the strike. Then it's in their heads and they say it, I'm not quite right. And when I fuck my way, they make me look at them. When I'm right there, cut up. They say it, I'm not okay. I don't care if people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care what people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
I don't care what people say what they're doing.
What they're doing.
They laugh at me when I'm on the street. Then I turn their heads and I say it, I'm not quite right. And when I walk away, they make me look at God. Then I'm out that corner, they say it, I'm not okay.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Vopos and a track called I Don't Care What People Say. Vopos, Tony, were formed in Zvola in 1978. And you might remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a old Dutch punk special, didn't we?
Yeah.
That had been put together by a guy called, now I'm calling him Jasper de Jong, but it's probably Jasper de Jong, isn't it? Who is a project manager of This Could Be Your Music label, which is a Dutch music label that have currently been getting hold of old original Dutch punk vinyl and electromacutinizing it for the internetery. Is that a proper term?
Electromacutinizing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so, yeah. I thought so. Anyway, they got in touch and said, look, do you want to play any of this? I went, yeah. So we did a special. And then, just out of the blue, last week, he sent me an email saying, look, I've managed to transfer a lot of other vinyl over. It's taken me absolutely ages. I was wondering whether you'd be interested in any of these. And I thought, the poor bloke, he's gone to the trouble to do all these different albums. And I'm not sure whether he hasn't just done it for us, because it was such a personal email. I'm not going to read it out, but I'm sure there's other podcasts and radio shows, etc. in mind. But this does look for all the world like Jasper. And if you're listening, Jasper, thank you very much, has done this for us. So I feel honour bound this week to play not one, not two, but three more cracking old Dutch punk songs, Tony.
That's no problem with that.
The thing is, I then discover that Vopos are actually still going.
All right.
Started in 1978, had a massive hiatus of the best part of 20 years, but have got back together and are doing gigs here and there with some of the original members, not all of them, but like the ones that matter. So it means they have a website, Tony, which I didn't know about, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I don't think they were featured. I'll just get on with this. What is Vopos' website?
Vopos.nl?
It is vopos.nl. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the internet nil, and that was that. Now, I also, so I have also given away that we are playing two more vintage Dutch punk tracks. I've also got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
This from Iron Mike Pashler. And if you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Mike did. He says, "Hi, Paul. I've been off tanning my chiselled physique for a week or two. So apologies if you've heard this before. I've not had a chance to catch up on podcasts. I went to the tattooist and got him to tattoo 'I love you' on my penis. When I got home, I showed it to my girlfriend. She shook her head and said, 'There you go.'" Trying to put words in my mouth. And then he adds, "If you get the chance to catch Witch Doctors live, I suggest you take it. Saw them at Undercover Festival last year, along with Scarsiety, and they were brilliant, full of energy and very tight. Have a good show, I'm Mike." Yes, I would love to see Witch Doctors live. They are playing some dates right now because they have a new album out, and we will be playing another Witch Doctors track in a week or two. Right. I'm going to now, and I was hoping to keep this bit brief, Tone, but we've got to talk about this now. Welsh football.
Yes.
The Welsh. The Welsh have won their group at the Euros. Normally, I'd be over the moon at this, except that we came second. However, I would remind the plucky Welsh that they won the group, but they did lose a match to the team in second place, England, who absolutely dominated the group, should have won every game 10-0, and somehow our strikers have not had their shooting boots on. So we finished in second place, which could give us a favourable draw and an extra 2 days to prepare. It's like our manager, Roy Hodgson, wanted us to finish second.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
And we rested a load of players yesterday, but did we? Because we just brought in players who were as good as them. Anyway, well done to Wales, and right now Wales is going mad for Welsh football, and
I thought
it's only right that we should play a Welsh artist now, Tony.
Okay.
I also thought it was only right that we should play a Welsh artist with some very up-tempo, high-fun, pop-punk, bubblegum pop, indie, frankly, happiness nonsense that just makes you jump around like the Welsh are doing now. If there was one song that sums up how the Welsh are feeling right now, it's the following from Helen Love, Tony.
Ooh.
That's what we're finally getting to. What is Helen Love's Bandcamp page?
HelenLove.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet Nil. And right now, I don't mind losing, Tony. Helen Love, great new album. Really, really good fun. You're going to enjoy this a lot. This is Mario Kart Grand Prix. Let's go.
Mario Grand Prix.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
How was Marv last week?
All right, yeah. All right. Yeah, talk about it in the next section, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. That is Mario Kart Grand Prix. Let's go by Helen Love. It's a fantastic new album. It's such good fun. If you get the chance to get it, do. I'd love to see Helen Love live, because I don't think they could keep that up for a whole gig, but obviously they can. They've been going since, I believe, 1998, Tony.
Wow, okay.
1998, when England should have won the World Cup.
Huh.
Yeah, except that a very, very dodgy ref sent off David Beckham.
Absolutely. Oh, was it that one, was it? Right.
It was that one, yeah, and it was at the same ground where we could only draw against Slovakia last night. There's an interesting factet. A factoid for you. Now, in that first section as well, Tony, I do remember the basic media training that I had at Pantsfield 10 o'clock. when they said that when you're making a radio show, when you're doing links, it should only be one subject per link. You should only have one item per link, one thing for people to remember per link, otherwise they will forget. And in that first section, I managed to mention Dutch punk rock and its history. We had a joke and we had Welsh football. I'm not very good at this radio. However, have you got any Facebook?
I do.
Excellent. In that case then, let's have a 0-0 draw against those crazy Slovakians.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Now, I must say as well, Tony, just before you start, if you did hear some fizzing at the start of the show, it was my effervescent vitamin C and zinc drink that I was making. And I have also just realised that all the windows are open in my house, so I did just hear a motorbike, so you might hear some random stuff going on.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Very easy to do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Been lying on the ground recently, but it does go through peaks and troughs, does our Facebook commentary. So, only two comments this week, both in response to last week's show. A good week ago, I think about the 15th, these were.
Right.
There's Corey, who, thanks for the comment, Nez. He says, come on, Wales. So, I say that was a week ago. Yeah.
And talking about a sexual activity with the animals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Fatboy followed it up saying, does that make it a sperm whale? thanks, Fatboy. Yeah, so it's a very Wales-heavy show this week.
It is. But you know what? A plucky little nation like Wales deserves it. The English are always accused of patronising the Welsh. With good reason, because we... but it's a fantastic country, they're fantastic people, and right now they've got a fantastic football team. And Gareth Bale could get the golden boot.
What's he, one for each match so far, isn't he?
So far, he's consistent.
That's it for Facebook.
In that case, let's hope that we never have to play those Slovakians ever again.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
So, I keep taking a gap, Tone.
Yes.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks. Sorry, I keep taking a gap because my teeth keep lifting out.
Okay.
When we started making this show, I didn't think we'd be having these conversations about me needing effervescent drinks and false teeth.
I know.
But hey, is that punk rock? Kind of.
Yeah, why not?
It's a history of bodily abuse, self-inflicted bodily abuse, my friend.
Keeping it real. That's what we're doing.
I kept it a bit too real, didn't I? That was a problem. Anyway, yeah. Should I play another song?
Yes, do that.
Actually, I'll play two.
Okay.
Because I'm very excited about this. I'm excited about a lot of things this week, Tony. King Salami and the Cumberland 3 have only got a new single out.
Oh, yeah,
I'm so excited.
And they're
so
on telly.
Yeah, and they're on telly. And they're playing the Psychobilly meeting this year, and I can't go. But they are also playing two gigs this weekend, which I'll mention in the gig guide, shall I?
Yes.
Yes, I'll do that. So stay tuned for The Cavemen. I'll tell you all about them after you've heard them. But first up, King Salami and Cumberland 3. Friends of the show and personal friends of mine. I absolutely love them. This is... Oh, Tony, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland 3.
Is the 3 the numeric or the word?
I'd go with the word.
Hey, Merrick! It's King Salami and the Cumberland number 3. Paul of the Internet 1, Tony 2. Sorry about that. This is Tiger in My Tank.
Attention all listeners. Attention all listeners. This is the Colonel speaking, reminding you that you can master any wild animal by looking him straight in the eye.
Now you're gonna hear them tires squeal. I can pass anything off a wheel. Tommy Tiger. Timmy Tiger. Shredded for a ride. I pulled it up left by my side. So listen here, bud, I got news for you. I got a tiger on the bussy too.
Wound.
You're listening to Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Dustophonics, who are, of course, via Dirty Water Records, I believe, and as are King Solomon Number 3, the Tiger Tank, and the Cavemen. And the Cavemen are from New Zealand, Tony. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/thecavemennz.
It is indeed. I know the clues were there, but well done, Tony. I'm ever so excited this week, aren't I? You can tell it in my voice. I'm smiling all the way through the show.
You are.
It's not a smile you want to see. Yes, facebook.com/thecavemennz, Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 1. I've just looked around at my effervescent drink, Tone. Now, I've got two capsules in it rather than one.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether you've ever had these drinks, but they do make your wee luminous.
Yes.
Right, and I've double tableted this one. My piss is going to look nuclear.
Yeah.
I know. I'm actually looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope I'm in a gent's toilet standing next to someone when it comes out. So I can just go, ah! And they'll look like, Jesus Christ. I won't be. I'm staying in today. Right. Did you do anything last week?
Two band practices last week.
Wow.
I know. So Tuesday, last Tuesday, met up with Marv. Me and Marv are doing an EP.
Wow.
So we had a practice where we just tried to put some ideas down. It was slow. It wasn't slow going. It felt slow going, but at the end of the day, we had three new songs. We had the music for three songs, like basically hooks, riffs,
right,
kind of melodies.
Are any of them going to be punky friendly?
Two are.
I'd love to play one.
Yeah. So we left it with nothing's completed, but we've certainly got a lot of ideas down, and we're
fantastic.
Trying to sort them out outside, then go back in next week to finish them. And then on Saturday, had a practice with a drummer and a bassist, as mentioned, the bassist from Palm and the drummer from the Hubris.
Right.
And just see how it went. It was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be punky kind of stuff, because the drummer's kind of, she likes the slower stuff. But we'll see how it goes.
Tony, there's no way you're going to be in a band playing slower stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll give it a few weeks.
And I would be very wary of any drummer who only likes to play slow songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she'll see about that.
Yeah, she got very good.
No, well, she was not, actually.
Oh, no, I want a bit slower.
Yeah, a little bit slow.
Yeah. Look, Tony, they start off slow, but with you being in a band, it's just every phrase, every bar, everything gets a bit quicker. Yeah. So it ends up, you would do Imagine at 100 miles an hour. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was it, really.
Thing you've done. I've just watched football, mate.
Yeah, what's your favourite football?
I've watched loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of football.
And you've been having cheeky little bets.
I've been having a lot of cheeky little bets, yeah. They haven't been doing well. I had two big bets this week. So sure was I that France would win and England would win, that I had 20 quid on France to win and 20 quid on England to win, and both of them were 0-0 draws.
Mm.
40 quid down in two games. Couldn't believe it.
Blimey.
Just so disappointed. It's enough to make me vote leave, Tony. Now, did I mention that it's because it's the referendum vote this week? Oh, we'll do that. We'll do the referendum when we talk about this week. I'll do that instead, yeah.
Let's do it in the last section, because I haven't got a twat. I just want to spoil that ahead of time.
But, all right, we'll do that in the last section, yeah. Then, Tony. We'll do what you say.
Hey.
It's from the vaults, but it's not from the vaults, but it is from the vaults in that we haven't played it before, but it's from the past, and it's our second Dutch outing this week. A real international show this week. It's our second Dutch outing. Thank you very much once again to Jasper for sending us so much vintage Dutch punk rock. This is more kind of, I don't know, I'd put this as more sort of post-punk new wavy, this track, but anyway, Rack Attacks, Tony.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about them. It's hard to find out much about them, but you can find out about them via This Could Be Your Music Label's Facebook page. So I thought I'd maybe let you have a stab at that and say, what do you think This Could Be Your Music Label's Facebook pages?
Facebook.com/ This Could Be Your Music Label.
Yes, it is.
Huh.
Now, what, does that make it 4-2?
3-2, isn't it?
3-2, sorry. Is it 3-2? Yeah, because
Hang on.
No.
You asked me the caveman.
No, it's 4-1, Tony.
You asked me the caveman?
It's 4-1. I asked you the caveman. You got the caveman NZ, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's 4-1. It's Tony 4, poorly beat, and Internet 1. And I love it. I'm so impressed when bands from other countries do English plays on words in their songs. I think it's fantastic. The idea of the English doing a play on words in a foreign language, although I have thought of one, which I'll maybe say afterwards. But anyway, this is Decca Dance Floor.
Now,
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rack Attacks and Decadence Floor. Or Decadence Floor. That's the plays on words. Do you want to hear, Mike? The play on words that I came up with in a foreign language.
Yeah.
It's about as out of order as an idea as I could get, and it happened just before we started recording this show. But bearing in mind that the English aren't very good at foreign languages and only know certain words, quite important and quite pertinent to this idea. If a scouser was to drown a Frenchman in his own shit, would it be merde? Does that count?
I don't know.
It's out of order, isn't it?
It's a bad one.
Right, you got some gigs?
I do.
In that case, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Where will it be?
Up north.
Yes. And down south as it goes, but you'll hear that later.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, if you do have a gig for Gig Guide, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It is international, as mentioned. It doesn't have to be the UK. So I need to know who's playing, where it is, how much. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. That's what Graham did this week.
Ah, Graham.
Ah, Graham's been in touch.
I can only apologise in advance for my previous joke.
And he's forwarded an email from Antipop.
Hold on a minute. I'm not sure how I apologise in advance for something previous.
That's a good point.
It is indeed. It
would just be a standard apology, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right, I'll do this instead. Sorry.
Antipop Records. They have a annual Merseyside punk rock bank holiday weekender.
Brilliant.
So this is ahead of time. It isn't until the August bank holiday. So it's the 26th, 28th of August. But as we're gearing up to festival season, and it is tickets in advance.
I've seen this advertised as well. Oh, the Francines are playing, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, this looks really good, actually.
So it's 3 days of punk rock. It's at Maguire's Pizza Bar. It is £16 in advance, and that's for a 3 day weekend. Go to antipoprecords.co.uk for more information. But yeah, as mentioned, the bands playing are Down and Out, Francines, Rash Decision, Two Sick Monkeys, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Chewed Up, Random Scandal, Flatback 4, Epic Problem, Matilda Scoundrels, No Tar, Stuck in a Rut, The Crash Mats, The Carnival Rejects, Oms, and Queen Z and the Sastones Meet the Robots and Pardoners.
Yeah, it looks really good. Quite a few of the bands we've played on the show, including most recently Matilda Scoundrels, whose label have offered us an interview with the band, but we don't really do interviews anymore, do we? So, yeah. But who knows, at some point we might be able to sort that out.
Yeah, it is worth checking out. It's £16 for like all 3 days, so what's that? £6 a day? Something like that?
Yeah.
Just under that, £5.50 a day. So yeah, worth checking out.
£5.33 1/3 recurring.
That's the fella.
0.3322 and all that. So yeah, absolute bargain. Looks really good as well. And who knows, if I'm about I'm allowed in, I might get over there. I've also got two other gigs for you, Tony.
Okay.
This weekend, one featuring a band we've already played and a band we're playing in a minute, and one featuring a band we've already played, in that there are two gigs for King Salami and the Cumberland 3 this weekend. On Friday night, they're playing What's Cooking, which is at the Ex-Servicemen's Club in Leytonstone, which is a place I have frequented, Tony. That's where I saw Le King, Automatique. That's absolutely brilliant night. Great venue. And for London, really cheap beer.
Okay.
And then on Saturday night, King Salami are playing the Blues Kitchen as well, and the Blues Kitchen in Shoreditch, and it's free entry before 9 o'clock, £10 after. Both of those gigs will be absolutely fantastic, and I hope everyone down there has a great time, and I wish I could be there.
Okay.
Alright, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
North and South.
South and North.
Yay. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for Los Chicos, as mentioned, who are playing on Friday night at What's Cooking. But first up, a band called The Selects, Tony, all the way from Vincennes or Vincennes, Indiana. I don't know how they'd say that in Indiana. Vincennes. I would say Vincennes, because it's obviously a French word.
True.
But who knows? Anyway, what is The Selects Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheSelectsBand.
facebook.com/d-selects-675730442560712. Why is that, Tony?
I said default, you are.
I said default, you are. But it doesn't matter about that, because what they lack in Facebook knowledge, they more than make up for in music. As I say, stay tuned for Los Chicos. It's Paulie Being the Internet 2, Tony 4, and this is Every Sniff.
Sub.
Ferrero has ignited in the middle of the high school hall. The kids have had enough. The classes have all been destroyed. A black flag is flying from the top of the head officer's wall. A no command's been written all over the raised blackboard. They say, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn. I don't want to know. I don't want to learn anymore. They want to have their own style. They want to show you how to build bombs. This is so out of it. They keep my sweet guitars and funky joints. I'm talking out on the playground. Just leaders making blowjobs to the door. The school is under control of the anarchist party of the young. They say, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn. I don't want to know. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the band this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Chicos and I Don't Want to Learn Anymore. And I discover today that they have released a video of that track. There's a YouTube thing for that track. And you'll be able to find it or go to, certainly, their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is...
loschicos.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Five, probably being internet too. Something of a thrashing this week. Los Chicos all the way from Madrid, Tony.
Wow.
This really is an international show this week. Now, are you doing anything this week? Look, come on, let's hear it.
So I've got to the band practice tonight, which is on my own this week.
Hang on, is it acoustic week?
It's acoustic week.
Yeah, not interested.
So not really much going on. And then football.
Football.
Football is, basically, you know, it's been a tiring week. Don't know why. But yeah, so football. So just after we record this, it's the Germany match, which would be before this would have been yesterday for you hearing in it. But it's the next hour for us. Germany, Ireland.
Yes.
Republic of Ireland, is it, or Northern Ireland?
No, Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
You don't want to get those two mixed up.
I just know which one it was.
It's Germany, Northern Ireland, and then we'll be seeing Italy, Republic of Ireland.
Right.
And I have a £1 win double on Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, 40-1.
Wow.
Yes, that's how likely it is that either one of them will win. They could both get draws, though. A draw would be enough for Northern Ireland to go through. If they beat Germany, they would win the group.
Oh, okay.
Stranger things have happened.
Apparently so. No. I would never thought Wales would be the top of the group.
No.
There you go.
No, there's a lot of things I didn't think would happen happened.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if that wasn't the case, if there were more things I thought would happen did happen, I'd be doing a lot better in my bets. Oh, excuse me, my phone's ringing. Oh, blimey. Hang on. Have to get rid of that. Right, they'll probably be phoning me back in a minute. I told you there'd be noises, didn't I?
Yes, all sorts of noises.
Paul, turn your phone. I've turned my phone down, and I'm, goodness sake. Right, anyway, where was I? So, right, what I'm doing this week, Tony, obviously, is the same as you. I'm watching football.
Yeah,
absolutely loving the Euros, and I'm about to go on about that. I'll just start my preamble for the next song now. So. Look, we haven't been getting on very well with Russia.
No.
And they could have actually done us a favour yesterday and not got thumped by the Welsh. But anyway, I think it's important, though, that we do remember that your average Russian person and your average English person is a perfectly nice person and they get on with each other. It's only effectively organised crime that can mess it all up. So I thought it was important this week, Tony, that we play the track by a Russian band.
Okay.
So I turned my attention to Socks for Cox, Tony, that we played a few weeks back. They sent us three tracks saying, we hope you like these. They are fun punk in the style of Toy Dolls, but 100 miles an hour. Really, really good fun. This song is utterly, it's mental chicken oriental, Tony.
Oh, nice.
And they do enjoy plays on words as well. And they're from Podolsk in Russia, Tony. Do you know where Podolsk is?
No.
Right, it's not very far from Moscow at all. And when I was and I decided to look at it on a map, find out about it, and as I broadened my map a little, I realised something I didn't know before, Tony.
What's that?
That Moscow has a kind of M25.
Does it?
Yeah. That's the A107. And it doesn't look like the kind of thing you'd like to drive around, Tony.
A la Antwerp Ring Road.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I think what we're faced with here is, Tony, a car somewhere in Russia, bad news.
No, I'd be going the wrong way around with that every day.
I think you would have a nightmare on the A107.
Yeah.
It's because in some places it's not the A107, it's one of those.
That's like Antwerp, you see. You have to get off it to stay on it.
That's right, you've got to get off it to stay on it. That's the problem with these European ring roads. And it's another reason for us to leave, Tony.
Leave in Russia, that's what we're saying.
Don't leave. I don't know whether I mentioned this, but I've had an idea. Because inevitably, the home nations, England, Northern Ireland and Wales, will not progress to the latter stages of the Euros. We'll all get dicks, we always do. I thought, if we just leave Europe completely, we won't have to do the Eurovision anymore. Because we won't be in Europe anymore. Right. And we can let Australia and other countries do that. And we won't have to be in the European Championships anymore. And we can go back to what we used to have, the home internationals of England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. But we won't call them, no, we'll call them the Arrows. Because they're ours. the Arrows. That's what I've managed. And England win the Arrows every year. It'd be brilliant.
That sounds fine. There you go. That's that sorted.
Yeah, there you go. So vote leave. On Thursday, obviously, we will let everyone know about that, and that's also a thing, isn't it? That this kind of that's all taking a turn, isn't it? The referendum taking a turn because of events last weekend, and everyone's saying that everyone who wants to vote leave now is really out of order, and that's not the case. And it just there's nutters everywhere, Tony.
There are nutters on both sides. Both sides have their fair share of bullshit going on. It's all crap.
Well, there you go, Tony. You are an amazing political commentator. That's terrific. Yeah.
I would follow that with a visual shrug.
There's bullshit on both sides. What do you say? It's all crap.
It's all crap.
It's all crap.
Yeah.
Shrug.
Shrug.
Yeah. Anyway, what's Socks for Cocks Bandcamp page?
Socksforcocks.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony Six, poorly being the internet too. And bizarrely, I believe the guitar player from Lawnmower Death is playing on this song.
Oh, nice.
This is nuts. You know how I said that Hell and Love song, Mario Kart Grand Prix, Let's Go, is full of fun? Mm. So's this. I've done quite a bit of Symmetry this week, but not mentioned it. But here goes anyway. This is My Satanic Friend.
Certainly seems a particularly diabolical rogue. Edmund, Gordon's alive! Fish pig monkey!
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Socks for Cocks.
Nice.
You go to their Bandcamp page, they've got a lot of material for you to listen to on there, and it's really, really good fun. Absolutely nuts. It's not something to be listened to on drugs.
Right.
You don't need drugs for Socks for Cocks. I know.
Good advice.
Yeah, thanks. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, Tony.
No.
Oh, dear.
Do email me, though. If you do have a twat to nominate, we do like... We've had actually not a bad run recently, so keep those planking going over the summer if we can. Maybe there'll be some after this week's referendum. Who knows?
We'll probably look
on both sides.
Yeah.
Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Twice name, where they're from, and the reason. There's going to be some this week. Come on, let's get them through. And read them out the next couple of weeks. Let's go for it. Yeah, rock and roll.
I've got a twat, Tony.
All right.
I don't like people who hurt people.
No.
Right? And there's people who hurt people all over the world, and I think they're twats.
Yes, they are.
So is that all right? Can we do that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. So I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for hurting people all over the world, is a twat. Yeah, I don't like it.
No, it's been a dark week, hasn't it?
It really has. Don't like it.
And we didn't.
Two England fans in comas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strangely, of two Northern Irishmen died.
Is that right? I don't know.
Is it just one or two? One had a heart attack, didn't he? I think another one's died. No, one fell off something.
Right.
One had a heart attack, I think.
That does ring true, yeah.
Yeah, my goodness. And that's just the stuff that's not self-inflicted, but I mean, that's just the stuff. Oh, blimey. And then we've got that maddo in Yorkshire murdering an MP. There's all that Orlando nonsense going on. I am a little bit annoyed, though, Tony.
What's that?
That the British press, that we do pick up on those things so massively, yet ignore the fact... I'm getting a bit deep here, I've been happy on it. Yet they kind of ignore how many people are dying in conflict zones around the world every day. Like, that's, you don't...
Yeah, like same thing with the... every time there's a plane crash. Yeah, I'm talking about a maximum of 100-200 people, but that will be on telly every day for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's God knows how many dying in Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq every day. Mm. And they're like, they're additional items. So we do have to keep any individual act of violence in perspective, I feel. But nevertheless, I don't like people hurting each other.
No.
Don't like it. I'm a bit of a hippie, aren't I?
No, it's fun. Well, it's not really good to say that.
Was there something that you wanted to talk about in this bit, or have we already kind of covered
it? I think it was just the Europe in a week thing and the Euro referendum. But obviously, you know, only 2 days will happen, and I can't wait for it to be finished.
Well, Punky Radio's cancelling itself out, isn't it?
Yeah, we are now kind of neutral.
Because you're in and I'm out.
I'm in, you're out.
Well, yeah, so we are basically the okey cokey of the referendum.
And I've shut my ears to it now, because it's got so ridiculous. I can't hear any more of it. I've tried to watch some of the debates and they just make you angry.
I saw David Cameron.
Question time
live one, and even though I am quite frankly a Brexiteer.
Mm.
And he is very, very definitely Remain. I did think what he said was very good, and I thought he came across very well.
I didn't see it.
I never thought I would say that about David Cameron.
I actually watched George Osborne on Sunday, and I got the same feelings. I actually agreed with what he said, and I didn't like the fact that I agreed with him.
No, yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, I still managed to not agree with David Cameron, but... did think he was making good points. That this is the first time I thought he genuinely believed it. There was a bit of passion there.
Okay.
Rather than la la la, you don't know what you're talking about, we're all this and that. He actually he lost his rag a bit, and I'd rather see that.
Yeah.
And even though I cannot condone a single thing the Tories have done or ever done,
nope.
He did come across, in my opinion, for practically the first time, as a good statesman.
Okay, I might watch it then.
You're already converted, Tony. I don't want you to end up a Tory as well.
Oh God, no, that's not going to happen. It's the thing, isn't it? Because obviously I'm on the side of David Cameron and Osborne. But if you're out, you're on the side of Johnson and Gove. It's just
That's the same.
What do you
thing,
do?
Yeah. I'm on the side of Farage and Boris, Nigel and Boris. I don't. But it's funny though, isn't it? Because it's kind of all right wing characters on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
How strange. Anyway, let's stop all that and play our last track this week.
Let's do that.
I've been saying, not the best to last, possibly the best introduction to last, Tony. This is a band called Pistache BV or Pistache BV, most likely. A band formed in Utrecht in 1982, Tony, in Holland. So just to recap, we've played bands in order from Holland, Wales, all over the shop, New Zealand, Holland, America, Spain, Russia, and now Holland again. That's pretty nuts for a show, isn't it?
Almost across the ocean.
It really is. And the thing is, this band, Tony, they, most of their stuff does appear to have occurred in 1982. So they don't really have a website as such, but you can find out about them at rateyourmusic.com. Do you want to give it a stab?
RadioMusic.com/PistacheBV.
radiomusic.com/artist/pistache_BV. Pistache, P-I-S-T-A-C-H-E. You might think there's a bit of Frenchness going on there, but I think there might be a couple of French blokes in the band, or were in the band. I'm not sure about that, but this track, Tony, again, one of the ones that came through. So these albums, I don't know whether these albums will be available online for purchase now, but do go to the This Could Be Your Music label sites to find out. But I thought this was quite fitting, that the track, the English translation of the track is Potatoes and Football. And right, okay. Now, the Dutch, they ain't getting any football, my friend. I can't believe Holland aren't at the Euros. I'm actually
missing
them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm missing them.
Didn't realise that.
I don't like them not being... I mean, they're at the Euros more than we are, for God's sake.
Mm.
I don't like them not being there. Sort it out, Holland.
Fair enough.
Anyway, it's Tony, what?
Five.
Six. Probably be internet three, is it?
I think it's... Oh, it might be. Yeah,
oh, did
yeah.
I ask you Socks for Cocks, Banker?
Yeah. I got that one right.
You got that one right, yeah. So
it's 6-3 then, yeah.
6-3. An excellent win for you, Tony. This is Patates en Football. That's about the size of it. I hope you've enjoyed it this week. Other than that last bit, we've been particularly happy and excited, I feel.
Yeah, not bad considering we're both a little bit zonked.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Well, those extremely, I think we've hidden that very well.
Yes. Maybe should have mentioned it.
I'm sorry. Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thank you to all of those, and indeed the people who listen online. We hope you are having good. Get in touch with us, listen onliners. We don't get many.
We don't.
Hey, look. I hope you've enjoyed the music as much as we have this week, and I look forward to us talking to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Bunch of guns.